Hi guys, I'm Usman Sheikh and welcome to another tutorial on Microsoft Azure features called Website. So it's a service that you can use to host as many websites you like, and while it's a Microsoft product, you can use it to host as any websites you want, like ASP.NET, PHP, Python or even Java. And the great thing about it is, you don't have to spend a dime to get started. Microsoft makes it easy to deploy a website on Azure, and it's flexible. You can use something other than FTP. You can use source control solutions like Visual Studio Online, GitHub, Bitbucket, or you can try something exotic like Dropbox. But I will keep things simple and I will start with FTP, then with local Git repository, and at the end with the GitHub. So without any delay, let's dive into the portal.
So here we are on new Azure portal. You can access it through portal.azure.com. So let's create our first site. We'll choose web and mobile and click the first option, web app. Let's fill out the details. I'll name my first site as Mic Site 1. Let's see if it's available. Yes, it is. And let's create our first resource group. I'll be naming it as Channel 9 and we'll choose the location and service plan. So Azure provide you various service plan. You can choose the tier depending on your requirement. I'll choose the basic. And set my location. I'll name it DX. And click pin to start and click create. So it's set for deployment. We'll wait few seconds. So as you can see, our site is successfully deployed. So without doing anything, let's just browse and see what we have here. So as you can see, our site is successfully deployed. We have other options like Git, FTP and Visual Studio and much more. So we will start with FTP. So without doing anything, you have to have the deployment credentials. So you can go to the settings and in the publishing section, you can see deployment credentials. I have already set up, if it's your first site, you have to have the username set it up and save it afterwards. So I have FileZilla already open. Let's just copy and paste the username and the FTP hostname. I'll copy the username and paste it here. Likewise, the hostname. And type the password what you have given on the portal. And click quick connect. So we are connected and we are prompted with the security certificate. We can always trust this certificate and click OK. So we are now connected with our remote site. We can see the log files and the site. We'll click the site. Now click the WW folder. So I believe this is the blue screen as we have seen earlier. So we will not be needing it in the future. So let's delete it. So on my desktop, I have a folder named Azure, which have three sites. So as we have said earlier, we are going to deploy three different solutions. So in the site one folder, I have a simple file named index.php, which will echo a message deployed with FTP. Of course, in a more professional environment, we have much more folders, much more files and other stuff, but we will keep it simple and deploy this file to our remote site. So we just copy and upload it. So our file is successfully uploaded. So if we click the browse option again, we'll see that our site is deployed with FTP. So now we want to deploy a site with the local Git repository. So let's get back to the Azure portal. I have already created a new site with the name MixSite2. All the process of creating is the same, and even the credentials are same, only the starting part varies with the site name. So for this site, we need a local Git repository. So let's just create a new one. So in my site2 folder, I have a file name index.php. Let me just open it. So it's similar to the previous one, only it has a message deployed with Git. So I'm creating a new repository. Let me just open my command prompt, Control Shift right click, and open command window here. So first, we initialize this folder by git init. So our repository is initialized. Let's add the files and create our first commit. I'll name it initial commit. So now our local Git repository is created. We need to somehow push it to Azure. So let's see how our portal will help us. So in the site settings, go to publishing and select the deployment sources. So Azure provides various deployment sources to choose from. So we will select a local Git repository and click OK. So what it will do, it will provide us with the deployment history panel and also modify the settings and give us this remote connection link. So we just copy the link and type few commands like git remote add Azure and paste the link. So it will connect us with the Azure site. So now let's push our package to Azure. So it will prompt us with the password. Oops, our password is somehow wrong. Bingo. So our site is set for deployment. So it says deployment successful. Let's click browse again. So now it says deployed with Git. So if we go to the deployment history panel, we see our first commit with the name initial commit. Let's modify the site and commit it again. I'll type modified and deployed with Git. Let me just save it. So add our file and declare our new commit. Index file changed. So our package is created. We have to push it to Azure again. So our new commit is set for deployment. So if we browse it again, we will see our latest file, which is modified and deployed with Git. Similarly, if we go to the deployments panel, now it will show two commits, and we can switch back to our previous one anytime we want if we don't like our new commit by simply selecting it and clicking redeploy. So for the last site, we'll try deploying a site using database with GitHub, and for that you have to have a GitHub account and a GitHub desktop install. We'll try creating a new repository. I'll name it GitHub MVC demo. And now we'll create an MVC application using Visual Studio in the same repository. Let me just browse and go to the location we have created. I'll name the site GitHub Demo. We'll choose the default template and click OK. So our web application is created. Now we just have to change the connection string with the Azure database I have already created. Let me just show you quickly. So I have created a database with the name TestDB. Let me just show you its connection string. We can easily find in all settings. And if we scroll down a little bit and go to the properties, we can find the connection string here. So I'll just copy the connection string and go to the Visual Studio and replace it with existing. So I'll write my super secret password here. And the database username I can easily find on the settings. And I'm good to go. So let's just build it and publish the site using GitHub. So if we go to the changes, we have 308 changes, and we'll now create our first commit. I'll name it initial commit and click the commit button here. So it's almost similar to the desktop command line version we have used. So we will try now publishing it by clicking the button publish. So it will create the repository on our GitHub account. Let me just publish it again. So our changes are synced. So if I go to my GitHub account, I should see the repository there as well. So in the repository tab, so now I have GitHub MVC demo, the same repository I just published through GitHub Windows. So now I have to integrate this account with my Azure account. So I have created a new site with the name MixSite3. So now I have to go to the publishing settings. So in the deployment source, I will choose GitHub. Here it will ask my account. I'll click authorize this application. And now I will be able to see all the repositories of my GitHub account. So I'll select the first one, GitHub MVC demo, and click OK. So it's set for deployment. We'll wait for a few seconds. So as we can see, it's connected to our GitHub account and it's fetching the details from there. So all of our commits will be placed here in the deployments panel. So now if we browse this site, we will be able to see our MVC application. So as we can see, we have ASP.NET default template which Visual Studio provides, and this is backed by Azure database, so we can pretty much log in, register or do whatever we want. So let me just conclude this tutorial by showing a small settings. If we go to the application settings, we can see that we have all the support for .NET framework, PHP, Java, Python, and as we have deployed our two sites with PHP and the last site with ASP, so we can pretty much do everything in Azure portal. So thank you for watching, and don't forget to comment and share.